just take them to the places they've never been before. Right. Come on. Just stay in that creamy, hot chocolatey macchiato latte. Claret winey, God curry, whiskey, Jesus. Let's have a hot toddy, come on.
Let's get the lemon, squeeze the lemon.
Pour the whiskey, I like brandy better. Little bit of brown sugar, stir it. Whoa, 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 here it goes. Bit of cinnamon if you like it. Look at that, on the rocks, warm or straight. How are you, straight? Here we go, ready? Yum. Feel that warm, burning, burgundy.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Hot toddy, brandy, cherry, lip gloss, brandy. Burn your chest. Explode in your belly. Fire. Pleasures of loving Jesus. Colossians 2. That their hearts might be comforted, being knitted together in love.
Yay!
And until all riches of full assurance of understanding to the knowledge of the mysteries of God and of the Father and of Christ. The cross is the mystic secret of Christ. Wow, another version says, may be encouraged. I want them to be strengthened and joined together with love so that they may be rich in their understanding.
Yeah.
This leads to their knowing fully God's secret.
Yeah.
The secret is that Christ himself is the mystic secret. He's the mystic secret. The message says of Colossians 2:2, I want you woven into the tapestry of love. The tapestry of love woven together in touch with everything there is to know. Everything. Cosmic, Genesis, know of God. Then you will have minds confident and at rest, focused on Christ, God's great mystery. Tapestry of love woven into Christ. Oh, the quality of being intricately knitted together. It's like a tapestry, every little thread.
Oh, it's so
cool. Like cross stitch. Like lace.
Crochet.
Yeah. Those thick, lovely, scrummy, bright coloured soft jumpers all knitted together, entwined in his love. In the grapevine. The mandate of my ministry is for everyone's heart to be awakened to their true identity. Entwined in the love tapestry.
Yes.
This will launch you into a life of knowing the wealth and every conclusion. And joint witness hidden into the mysteries of God with Father, who is co-revealed in us. In Christ. Conclusion. And joint witness hidden within the mystery of God, who fathered us and co-revealed us in Christ. In the love tapestry of his love, captivated in his love, his face, his being, his very breath. Burning hearts, burning, burning breath of the Father. Burning, burning. Transverberation, piercing. Wooing us. Come closer, come deeper. Come entwine and waltz with me in my love tapestry. Affection means an ardent lover, a soft spot, warm-heartedness, respect, a feeling of fondness and of tenderness. It's beautiful. Fondness, a feeling of tenderness. Oh, I love his touch when he comes and he strokes your head. Whoa. And you dance cheek to cheek. And you feel the breath upon your cheek as you turn into him. Ooh. And he kisses you with those kisses. Those butterfly kisses. Kisses you on the cheek. Kisses you with the kisses of his lips. That's right. Cherry lip gloss, Jesus, you got it. Because his love, is better than any wine. His love is so intoxicating, so potent, so revealing of his love for us and his heart. The heart, in the Latin, it's cardia head. The heart, the thoughts or the feelings of your mind. The heart thinks more than our brain. It feels, it's tender. Having the mind of Christ, the heart of Christ, knitted together in love. Because he has ravished our hearts. He wants to come and ravish us daily. To be wrapped in love. In union, common union in him, bringing union with one another. The crucified one, Galatians 2:20. Co-crucified with Christ, no longer that I live, but Christ lives in me. Our old independent self is dead, kaput, divorced, rendered useless. We are now dependent totally on him. In him we live and move and have our being. He has made a home inside of you. A home inside of you. My precious sacrifice. Redemption through his blood. Whoa! Flows through our veins. We are mainlined in. We are hooked up with the mainline drip. No longer live, united in his death, buried with him, raised with him to new life, in union with him. His blood pumping through your veins. The blood transfusion, the glory to God. So by faith now, we just take that wafer. And we just dip it into the wine. And we just step forward and we take it beyond the veil. We take it into heaven. Whoa! Wow. We thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice. We thank you that you gave all. You held nothing back. You hold nothing back. Here he comes. He's eating the other side of the wafer. And as he eats it and comes in, the wine drips down your mouth and his face. And that blood transfusion of his love, of his grace, of his mercy. Take whatever you need. And then as he eats through the wafer, he begins to kiss you on the lips and you become one. And you step into him and he steps into you. people. Because remember, he is totally as close to you as you are that you breathe. You just go, turn in. Kiss him. Rub his cheek.
I love him.
The fullness of his love. His mercy, his grace. Oh, Jesus, come ravish our hearts today. That's right. The mystic saints and the nuns and the monks in the monasteries, they knew to be ravished. They knew about transliteration. They knew about the piercing of the heart. They knew the love of Jesus. They knew how to give love. Wow. I was once in a meeting and this girl was praying. It's absolutely beautiful. And I could see in the spirit little blue, beautiful little butterflies leaving her mouth as she was worshipping the Lord and loving him. But then they seemed to come back again and they were like loving entanglements. And they were kissing these butterflies, going backwards and forwards up into heaven. And they were landing on her cheek and kissing her cheek and her face. It was so beautiful and precious. And I just thought, gosh, that's how he sees us. That we send those butterfly kisses and the love to him. Wow. Galatians 1:4. Who gave himself for our sins so that he might rescue us. Rescue us from this present evil age. According to his will. To the will of the Father. We perceive that our old lifestyle was co-crucified together with him. This concludes that the vehicle that accommodated us, the sin within us, was scrapped, rendered entirely useless. Our slavery to sin has come to an end. Completely rendered useless, scrapped, it's gone. Forever and ever. The term co-crucified, co-alive defines me now. Christ in me and I in him. His sacrificial love is evident. Of his persuasion of my righteousness. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in my God, my Father, majestic one, my Lord and Saviour. He endorses my innocence. To live by faith of the Son of God means to live in the consciousness of the same sonship that Jesus enjoys. You're a son. You're a daughter. You're innocent. You're beautiful. You enjoy the same sonship that Jesus enjoys. Because I'm in him and he's in me. And you're in him and he's in you. The was and is to come. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have been crucified, the flesh, with its passions and desires. For you are a new creation. A new being. Completely transfigured, transformed, renewed by his strength. Wow, cosmic Jesus. Your inheritance, your Genesis. Lay hold of him today. Fasten yourself to him. Never let him go. Oh, he loves you. Your never-ending love. His desire is to be with you daily, to behold his beauty, to behold his face, to behold his radiant beauty. Behold the blood that infuses ours, his flesh that tore the veil between heaven and earth. His body broke the dividing wall. The veil was rent, completely split, completely cut open. The wounds in his side where he embraced humanity to hold us in his heart. We were strung up with him, united with him in co-crucifixion, bursting forth into co-resurrection, into the newness of a superior reality. His very life, his very form, made near by the blood of Christ, a blood transaction, transfusion, heaven traded for us. Heaven traded for you forever, for eternity.
Wow.
He paid to take possession of you. Yes, possession of you. He paid the price. I have taken you to be mine. You are mine forever. Just think about that. You are his forever. He will never let you out of the palm of his hand, it says in Isaiah and Psalms. He literally means that. Wow. Tozer says, I love Tozer's quotes. The cross is the cost of my forgiveness. The cross is rich because he paid the price. He paid it in full with his precious, precious, merciful, glorious, brightness, shining, bliss, blood. Oh, the bliss of loving Jesus. So if Jesus is a superior authority, the reality lines up is that he is the dominant authority. So that means the enemy is under your feet.
Yes!
In Genesis 15, it says that in a messianic prophecy, that we are superior executive authority, the dominant one, and we just place that enemy under our feet. Ephesians 10 says, restlessly together against principalities and powers, spiritual warfare is under our feet. Do you really know the power that you hold in your little fingernail? Do you really know what a big, big, massive God lives within you? Do you know the power? Do you know why the seven spirits come? To give you knowledge, understanding, counsel, mighty, mighty counsel, busting power. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. Because he has appointed you to bring the news, to preach the gospel, to raise the dead, to love on the widows, the orphans, to set the captives free. So we honor the seven spirits, we honor wisdom and the handmaidens, the righteousness, holiness, purity. We need your help today. We need your help. We need your help. We say, come, wisdom, help us. Come, manifest yourself, the seven spirits of God. Father, we engage with them today. Thank you, Jesus. We lay hold of each of our mandates, individually, corporately. We say, no more delay.
Yeah.
No more delay. You have a hope and a future. This is your Genesis.
Yes.
Eternity is calling you. Transform. Translate, transfer. To take dominion over your nation.
Yeah.
Over the land. Over your government. What you hold in your heart, take responsibility for. Thank you, Jesus. That's you guys.
Woo!
If you only knew the power that is under your fingertips. You have a big, big, massive glass. Be encouraged. Be fulfilled in His love. Be a lay-down lover, bondservant. Laying at His feet. Kissing His feet. Wow. He's so gorgeous. He's so beautiful. So He paid the price in full. The royal seal of approval. The blood. The seal of Jesus. Messiah in the Greek. Christ, the anointed one. Clothed in His presence. Made entirely new. In a brand new world. So if Messiah means Christ, the anointed one. So you are completely enveloped and clothed in His presence. Made entirely brand new. And if you are made brand new, when you become the breath and you speak to the land, you speak to the nation, you render it entirely new. We're meant to be terraforming.
Yes.
Transforming.
Yes.
Through the blood of Christ. Becoming the breath, becoming the one that now speaks in heaven, and yes. Speaks it on the earth. Full possession of Christ, full possession. And that means fullness in every sense of the word. The character of Jesus. The cross, the greatest expression of love. Jesus prayed, Father, I desire that they be with me. He embraced broken humanity by becoming it. The ultimate demonstration of love. Father's determined passion, fiery affection, that we should be included in the Godhead, the true in life, caught up in union with Him. No separation. Personalized, perfect, just right. In the true in life of Jesus, the Godhead. He wanted you at His side, included in the circle of His embrace and His fellowship. Holy Spirit, Paracletio, the one who comes alongside to beseech, to rub shoulders, to link arms. Comforter, to exhort, to entreat, to be our best friend. Tailor-made, perfectly fitted, exactly. Custom-made, personalised, perfect. Wow. Being built, ongoing process, as the ecclesia of church, the ecclesia of heaven. For the participation in His life.
Yeah.
We are co-included. Co-codes. It is the absolute faithfulness of the Father. His relentless. Whoa! Love and commitment to you. Determined that we be with Him. He would not tolerate or allow a form of a lesser existence. That wrecks me. He does not tolerate shallow, fallen, broken, unhappy existence for you. Because He says, you are mine. You belong to me. In my house, alive in my pleasures forever. In Colossians, he echoes this. In Colossians 3, pursue with diligence, which means hard work, concentrate, the consequences of your co-inclusion in Christ. Relocate yourselves mentally. mentally means to relocate, to migrate, to a new place, to establish one's home in the heavenly places. His resurrection co-raised you to the same position of authority, seated you in the strength of God's right hand. Just take that in for a moment. You are seated in the strength, fullness of his right hand. And scripture tells us that Jesus sits on the right hand of the Father. So we are united with him, sat in Papa's hand on the right hand, on the right side of the Father. I always think he has a lovely, cushy, fluffy chair. Mine's always red velvet. He's got my name on it and it says Jane. And I just sit next to him there on the throne. He's like, come on, he helps me. And he goes, come on, I'll help you. And he gives me a scepter, his crown on my head. And he goes, what should we do today? I say, well, let's pray for this. Let's speak that into being. And then I climb onto his knee and his fluffy, feathery wing comes around me. I nuzzle him.
Wow, rub my head.
He's so warm and tender and affectionate. There are some days he's like a roaring lion and he can tear you apart. We are marked in him. And he wars in the spirit. Because he is a strong man who wars on our behalf. No longer fighting against principalities and powers. We rely on the angelic and the heavenly beings to fight on our behalf. That's my new revelation. He is a strong man. Psalm 103 says, the angels are our friends, amigos, servants sent to help us. So let's let them do the work, okay? This is journey and I'm just learning this more and more and more. It doesn't mean sometimes we're in deep intercession and we are warring ourselves. But it's setting our mind on things above. Yeah. Above the trouble, above the war. Jesus, above the famine in the nation, the lost and the broken and the orphan children. We just go up there and we pray from above. We pray from above. Yeah. And then we decree it on the earth, a declaration of love. Wow. Jesus. Becoming affectionately acquainted with the throne room thoughts will keep you from being distracted again by earthly soul realm. Your union with death broke the association with the world. The secret of your life now is in fact that you are wrapped up in God, in Christ. Wrapped up. Surrounded. You're surrounded.
Yes.
Woo-hoo! Because all of heaven is cheering you on. I'm just going to start to wrap this up now. The Message translation of Galatians 3:3. I like this best. So, if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides.
Yeah.
Don't shuffle along with your eyes to the ground. Absorbed in all the things right in front of you. Look up. Be alert to what's going on around Christ. That's where the action is.
Yeah.
I want to be where the action is, don't you?
Yeah.
See things from his perspective. Your old life is dead. Your new life, which is your real life, even though invisible to spectators, is with Christ in God. He is your life. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated and you are seated in his right hand. Because in Song of Solomon says, I know my lover is mine. And I have everything in you. Everything. Ultimate relationship with him. For we delight ourselves in each other. Because my beloved is mine. And I am his for eternity. Forever and ever. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross for you. Keep me obedient to your commands, because in them I find complete joy and bliss and happiness. For I delight in your love. The Lord takes pleasure in you. If we have any, just a little grain of sand, how much he takes pleasure in us and in his people. He takes pleasure in those who honour him. Oh, in Psalms, I love this. The Lord takes pleasure in those who reverently and worshipfully fear him. Wow. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And we can have it all. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Father, we want to keep lavishing our love and worship on you. Jesus, we lay everything down. Expectations, hurts, disappointments, things of the past. We lay it all down. And we cling to your heart of closeness, of companionship. Wow. He's my buddy. With intimate friendship, we give you all our affection. Just give him your affection right now. Just tell him how much you love him. With adoration and thankfulness. Wow. We are so grateful for your presence and your glory. We just give you all our gratitude. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We just thank you that you first loved us, that you first chose us, and that we were knitted together in our mother's womb, and you breathed life in us, life in us. You breathed us, you spoke us into being. Wow, this blows my mind. You knew me when I was just a breath. Thank you. Oh, we love you, Jesus. He never gets tired of our love. He never gets tired of us when we make mistakes. He just pours out the buckets of grace and mercy and love. Come sit on my knee. Come snuggle in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So let's draw closer into his immensely intimate love. By faith, we fasten ourselves to you. We entwine ourselves in the love tapestry, in the love feast of heaven. Because every day it's a love feast and a love festival with Jesus. Every day he celebrates us. Every day he loves us. There's always enough. Always, always. Did you know that every single tear that you've cried through the whole of your life, there's a room in heaven, it's called the chandelier room. And in there are the most beautiful, exquisite hand carved, they look like diamonds, jewels. And they're your teardrops, and they're all multicolored, different shapes, sizes, light reflects off it, chandeliers. It's beautiful. That's where your tears are. And he treasures them and he looks at them. And he loves you. And he longs for you to be with him. Day after day after day after day. Entwined in the love tapestry.